T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap.
Good stuff.
Give you the code word here in a second. And we got Marcos running the board on 560 today, and he has provided us with one of the greatest bangers in Hochman and Crowder show history, which is the opening theme song. But in the 5 o'clock hour, we do have another legendary banger. And have you heard this song, Marcos? Have you heard the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song?
I did, man. And I think it's a banger, bro.
It is a banger. I don't know if it's as good as Marcos's Hochman and Crowder theme song.
Yeah. But, or Noche de Sixto.
Or Noche de Sixto. Yeah.
Not really.
I would say Marcos got to jump on those beats.
Yeah.
You got to jump on Jeff Smiles with it and all.
That's not a bad idea. There might, it'd be great if there was like an ether situation going on between Radio Jeff Smiles and Marcos. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? So let's give us the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour theme song.
Hey, how about another beer? Funky Buddha. Funky Buddhas. The Funky Buddha.
Yeah, baby.
It's the Funky Buddha Hour with the Hochman Crowd.
All right, bro. Here you go.
Yeah, man. Here you go.
All right, bro. Here you go.
Funky Buddha. Yeah, man. Here you go. Yeah.
What do you think, Marcos?
Where does he even get? All right, bro, where you go? Is that a sample? Where's that even
so
from?
I thought it was a sample. I thought it was like a Simpsons or Family Guy sample. That's him.
Oh, okay. Here you go.
All right, bro, here you go. That's him. That is Radio Jeff Smiles.
I didn't even know that.
All right, let me give everybody the code word for this hour. And again, we give you code word top of every hour, your chance to win $1,000. The ballpark cash giveaway on 790 The Ticket. The $1,000 home run giveaway on 560 The Joe. $1,000 for you to spend wherever you want. This hour's word is shadow. Only the shadow knows. Text the word shadow, S-H-A-D-O-W, to 72881, and you're entered in the contest, and you just might win $1,000. Text the word shadow to 72881, and you could be $1,000 richer. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. And we want that email that says, hey, there was a $1,000 winner, and he or she was listening to the Hochman and Crowder show. We love that email.
I'm telling you, don't want to make any promises now, but we've had that email a number of times.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we do this contest, and it'll be for a few weeks now, and if you make a point every hour, top of every hour, to be listening, get that code word and text it in. Listen, they pick a winner nationally every hour. They give it away every hour. So might as well be you.
I mean, we
give you all this entertainment. Imagine getting $1,000 on top of it.
It took you years to let me know I'm not allowed to win.
I know. He tries. I always look at him. He's on his phone, pounding away. I'm like, you can't win, brother. You can't win. All right. Alejandro Solana is in bed in Kendall. He is going to deliver us the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour headlines.
I just looked up because you read the code word shadow, and you said only the shadow knows.
Yes.
So I figured it was a reference to something.
Yes.
And I looked up the reference. Are you citing a book or like a Pulp Fiction book? from the 1930s? Pulp novels from the 1930s?
A radio show from like the 1930s or 40s or 50s.
Orson Welles?
Yeah. Only the Shadow Knows.
You're old,
1940s?
Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
You weren't even alive then. You're old, but you're
I'm just saying. You should know. You should know your history. That was one of the most successful radio programs of all time.
1940 radio trivia?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. I used to, when I was a kid, I would get old radio shows on cassette tape and listen to them. You know, you had the superheroes, you know, and it was radio shows, what we were doing, but it was a story. You know, they didn't have TV.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Instead of TV, you'd listen to your shows. And The Shadow was wildly popular. Only The Shadow Knows.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I went to Marconi's grave. In France.
Did you really?
That's my...
I didn't know he was buried in France.
In Florence, I mean. In Florence, Italy.
Oh.
He was the...
close. They're close.
I mean, whatever. He's in Europe somewhere. But I went to the grave. I have a picture of it.
Because I always pictured Marconi as being Italian. That's, yeah. I didn't make...
Right.
Yeah. I was
no,
very
he is.
I know. I was very surprised he was buried in France.
Or I guess we learned yesterday it should have been Marcono, right? Because it's just it's
one
Marcono.
Yeah, Raviolo.
Right. Yeah, but seriously, the next time you have a reference from 1930, just keep it to yourself. I think we're all better off.
Here's a text. Hold on. Born in 94, I listened to The Shadow growing up.
No.
Here's another text.
No, I was born in 94.
No. There's right, not a 27-year-old right now listening to The Shadow.
Why not? You can get that. You can. First of all, they play
those.
Because
there's Netflix.
They play those on SiriusXM. Some of us are a fan of audio and the medium. I mean, if you should know this stuff.
I love talk radio. I'm not listening to one from 1940.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe you should school yourself on where this medium went from beginning to now.
Do you watch football games from the 40s?
No, but I know who Red Grange is or
he does
Vince,
watch the George Halley.
Vince Lombardi or Lombardo if you want just one Raviolo.
Right,
yeah, of course.
You do have on the George Halley 7. So. You're right, Steven. Never mind.
Who knows? Somebody texts in. Who knows what evil lurks in the heart of men? Only the shadow knows. That was the line. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Only the shadow knows. Put that down for DBJ this year. Put that down for DBJ, and we'll get the sound of it.
So it's like an audio unsolved mysteries or something?
Well, you get solved by the end.
Really?
I mean, it's Law and Order SVU, but it's the
Twilight
shadow.
Zone?
Yeah, I mean, not really. Not the Twilight Zone. I mean, the Twilight Zone was the Twilight Zone. This was a mystery. Only the shadow knows.
I'm going to check it out.
You should.
Not going to check it out. Because you're going to ask me later. No, I'm not.
Only the shadow knows. Get the actual sound of it, Solana, for DBJ.
All right, yeah, yeah. No, I get that for sure. This report, it's brought to you by Miami-Dade County. Your child deserves a head start. Miami-Dade County offers free early child care in more than 90 locations. Pregnant women and parents of newborns to four-year-olds can apply today. Call 311 or visit miamidade.gov/headstart. Show's winding down. I guess we got to put in a bet at some point, right? Game 3, Bucks, Nets, 7:30 tonight. Jazz, Clippers, Game 2, 10 p.m.
Well, I thought we decided on the Robbie parlay. I'm not even joking.
Oh, sure? I'm down, yeah.
I mean, I think we're going to take both money lines, right?
Yeah,
we'll parlay, parlay two underdog money lines tonight. We'll get the Clippers money line is +125. Brooklyn money line +135.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He referenced putting a little cheese on the money line. I love that. I didn't know that was a reference in sports gambling. But Crowder, I mean, you're a huge fan of charcuterie boards, so I imagine you're down for putting a little cheese on the money line.
No,
as well.
I love me a charcuterie. Goodness gracious.
You used to call it a chartreuserie?
Chartreuserie.
Yeah, chartreuserie.
At Twin Peaks, they knew what I was talking about. I ordered it so much. You want them chartreuseries? Yes, sir. I think it's like a bright yellow chartreuse. Huh? What? Chartreuse is a color is what I was,
yes,
what
that
I was
is
telling
true.
You. Yeah.
I was looking up for top radio shows of the 1940s. I want to see if there's any more that you guys might know.
Oh, only the
what
Shadow
do you think,
knows.
Hey!
And I was 1940, hey. Yeah.
Hawk, serious question. What do you think, like, Orson Welles was very popular on radio and, I don't know, any other big talk show host from the 30s and 40s. I'm sure you do. Like, if you were able to bring them back to life today and play them, just like one segment from our show, what do you think they would...
What would the reaction be? They would turn into dust. Like, these were, Edward R. Murrow, broadcasters. Right. This was the most important media. I mean, it was the only communications medium, really, mass communications, right? I guess other than newspaper. Yeah. But this was the only one where you could, hear someone. Yeah, could you imagine if Edward R. Murrow heard our segment on, Solana having to make a duty with his mom there?
He'd go crazy.
Because it wasn't even that long ago, like the Hank Goldbergs and like these guys, they were broadcast professionals, right? No nonsense on the show. And that was less than 20 years ago. So I can't imagine in the 30s and 40s. I mean, they're hearing my fan is on, my AC unit comes on.
Yeah, we really have sullied the entire broadcast medium by what we do here on this show.
All right.
We should be haunted by Edward R. Murrow.
Edward R. Murrow.
We should be haunted.
We entertain. Weren't they supposed to, like, inform?
They informed. It was the only way to inform. Yeah. Different. We inform in our own little special way. Put a little cheese on the double dog parlay.
Look at there. Orson Welles is happy.
Hey, Crowder, Hawk would definitely cop the Edward R. Murrow Fours, by the way.
Say I would cop them. I have copped them.
The Welles 12.
Somebody says, man, I miss Jimmy. What happened to Jimmy? Yeah, me too.
Right here.
You do a Jimmy?
I got Jimmy locked.
You do a Jimmy impersonation?
No, I don't.
Oh, all right. Go ahead, Solana.
All right, guys. Finally, today, the Marlins play, by the way, I keep forgetting, 7:10 p.m. tonight, rubber match versus the Colorado Rockies. T-Raj is on the mound tonight. He'll pitch against Chichi Gonzalez of the Rockies.
All right. Yeah.
Finally, we didn't talk about it, but today is National Iced Tea Day.
This is funny where, not everybody can listen to the show for 4 hours a day. And we totally understand that. Usually if you look at like time spent listening, if you look at the ratings, it's like 40 minutes, you think people listen, all 4 hours. Somebody digs in, Solana made a duty with his mom. What did I miss?
It's a long story.
Long story.
Went to go to odyssey.com.
Long story. I'm sorry. What were you saying, Solana?
I don't know. Let's just get to our Edwin Watts.
Oh, Iced Tea Day. You said it was Iced Tea Day. Iced Tea.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. National Iced Tea Day.
All right.
Love Iced Tea. Is that Southern?
Or unsweet?
Gotta
be sweet.
Yeah, I don't love iced tea. My wife loves iced tea.
Like, iced tea was in every house when I was younger, but like in Chicago.
Definitely in Southern locations. Yeah. And then the sweet tea.
Yeah, gotta have sweet tea.
Yeah, sweet tea.
And the Publix tea? Oh, goodness.
That good?
Oh, Publix is delicious tea.
Only the Shadow knows. Next on Hockman and Crowder. I don't even know what that means.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Sorry that Grandma and Grandpa have to stay home with their spurtles and can't watch little Johnny play football.
Hawk and Crowder.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. It's brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I have tried to get to this for a couple days. I broached it briefly the day we got the info, which I think was today, Thursday? So I think it was Monday. Maybe Monday. Monday or Tuesday. So this is super flattering, but then we also, like, we need you to come strong on this because it would be even more unbelievable. So if you were listening, you know, a few days ago, you heard me broach this briefly. But if you weren't, this is something that would be important to me and Crowder and Solana. So Odyssey, we always tell you download the Odyssey app, right? I mean, we try to say it every day, you know, towards the end of the show. And it's in the App Store. It's free. It's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Odyssey is our parent company. And they're an audio company, speaking of Edward R. Murrow and Orson Welles and The Shadow. you know, and Orson Welles, who I'm sure you have no idea who he is,
nope.
Looks like an Orson.
Orson
he looks
like.
Exactly like an Orson. So we're an audio company, and Odyssey has all these music stations, radio stations, all these talk stations, and all these sports talk stations. And then on top of that, they have a whole bunch of podcast division, which isn't even on radio. It's just podcasts that you can get. And again, download the Odyssey app. More downloads, you know, better for our company, better for us. So if you haven't downloaded it, you know, this is what I say. Like, maybe you listen to us in your car and you only listen on radio, and God bless you. We love you for that. But can you do us this favor where you just download the podcast and then subscribe, download the app and then subscribe to our podcast? So here's the information that we got at the beginning of the week, and we were floored, right?
Yes.
I mean, we were floored.
We know we're good.
But we didn't know how good. We yes. know how good. I ain't lying. So Odyssey sent out a list internally of all the sports talk shows, sports radio stations that they have across the country, which is really numerous. And there's 1,000, it's a spreadsheet, it's an Excel spreadsheet. There's over 1,000 sports podcasts that Odyssey produces, yep. One of them being the Hockman and Crowder Show. And out of all 1,000, little over 1,000, and you would, just like you would imagine, Carton and Roberts from WFAN in New York, they're at the top 10. I don't want to give out the exact info. Boomer and Geo at WFAN, You Better You Bet, the Jim Rome podcast, the Jim Rome Show, the Sports Junkies, who are in Washington, D.C., and they're legendary. Mm-hmm. All those shows are in the top 10 for Odyssey Sports Podcasts. Believe it or not, The Hockman and Crowder Show is number 18 nationally.
Out of 1,000.
Over 1,000.
Oh.
And that's a lot of radio stations that are bigger than ours. Many of them, you know, on FM, and I know we've got the HD signal, so maybe you listen to us on HD. But so here's what we were asking the other day, and this is what I'm going to ask of you now. And we don't ask you of
no
for a lot. We just ask you to listen. And we try to give you $1,000 every hour.
Come
I mean, we're not usually the ones asking for something. But here's what we're asking. We want to climb this podcast on the Odyssey list into the top 10. We're in striking distance. We are at number 18. This was the May list. So we're what, June 10th right now? June 10th. So we have a chance here to make some real waves. And those of you that have enjoyed this show, this is kind of a way that you can reward us and let Odyssey know, like, hey, there's something pretty cool going on in Miami with Hockman and Crowder. So what could you do? Download the Odyssey app if you don't already have it. If you do already have it and you don't subscribe to our podcast because you either listen live or you just, you know, you've never subscribed but you search it, just search us on the Odyssey app, search Hockman and Crowder, and then click the subscribe button and start downloading the podcasts and just be a subscriber. It doesn't cost you anything. But, man, could you imagine if this show could vault from 18, which is already ridiculously amazing. Yeah. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Ridiculously amazing. Can you imagine if we could vault into the top 10 and unseat Jim Rome?
We can do it, man.
I think we can do it.
We just need y'all's help.
We need all your help. So, like, Marcos, have you downloaded the – is Marcos even in there? Yeah, there he is. Have you downloaded the Odyssey app?
I've downloaded and subscribed.
You subscribed to the podcast?
Yeah, when it was a radio.com app, I was
subscribed.
All right,
you got a burner phone? Can you do it on a second phone?
I got a trap phone, man. I'm ready.
All right, there you go. Steven, I'm guessing you've got the Odyssey app.
I think so.
All right, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Solana, I need you to go through your house. I know it's difficult for you because you can't move out of your bed. But I need you to go through your house. Like, do you know, is Eduardo and Deborah, are they subscribed to our podcast?
They are. They're all huge fans of the Hockman.
Now, I understand that they're fans. I want to know if they're actually subscribed to the podcast.
Yeah, I know my mom is. There's no shot Eduardo knows how to subscribe.
Are you listening to us? Crowder's listening to us right now. He doesn't know how to turn the app off. Do you need my help? You need to know what to do? Yeah, take your dad's phone and subscribe to the podcast. Do you know if your brother subscribes to the podcast?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll find out, though.
All right. So people are texting in right now, and we appreciate it. Somebody says, Crowder done made you famous, Hawk. 100%.
No,
I co-sign on that. I co-sign on that.
It's a symbiotic relationship.
Let me tell you
something.
Crowder and I, we were downstairs in the food hall here at the Citadel, which is where our studios are, the building. And it's food hall downstairs. And some young black girl comes running up to Crowder. Aren't you I on the athlete podcast?
Yep.
I said, this dude, man, a whole new spectrum of listener knowing who Channing Crowder is because it's always been Dolphins fans. Yep. And now, like, that I Am Athlete podcast is so popular that people who never knew you know you.
Yeah, and they followed me, you know, because, you know, Ocho and Brandon, all of them have crazy followers. Yeah. So they followed me off the podcast. But then every day we send out a link for our show, and I tweet it and, you know, Instagram, whatever. So now with people, it's the crossover's there, and I'm loving it. People DM me all the time. It's like, bro, I love you on the show. You're awesome on radio, too. And this is great. So, yes, we appreciate it. You know what? I need to go through them damn DMs and send them that Odyssey app.
Yeah, there you go.
If I sent all my damn DMs the Odyssey app.
Because you just get people that are watching your I Am Athlete podcast, and they DM you. Hey, awesome stuff or whatever. You immediately should reply. Download the Odyssey app. Subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast.
Do you set up automatic response or something?
Maybe you can. I don't know.
I sure don't know how to do it.
I'll ask Jimmy when he gets back. So there's people texting in, and I appreciate it. I got you. Done. Just subscribe. Someone texts in, clicked unsubscribe. So now I need someone to make up for the subscriber that we just lost there. You know? So,
who
you know.
Would tell you they unsubscribe. I don't like that.
Someone who gets the show. Because that's my wife, I believe. I think I recognize that number. Yeah, a lot of texts coming in. So appreciate it. But, you know, again, we love, you know, I'm always amazed by it. We've done this on the show before where we say, where are you listening right now?
Yeah.
And then I send it to our program director and our sales manager. And it's wild where people are listening and how they're listening. Because some people listen on 790. Some people listen on 560. Some people listen on the HD channels. There's two HD channels. Some people listen on the Listen Live button on the websites. Other people listen on the app, on the Odyssey app. Other people don't listen to the show live. They listen to the podcast version whenever they have their leisure. So we know that there's a ton of people listening in a million different ways. But what we're asking you is, if you haven't subscribed to our podcast, we want to juice our numbers. If you haven't subscribed our podcast, because I wanted to get to the point where Jim Rome looks at the numbers and he yells, "Stop the count," because you know we're creeping on him. Stop the count.
Yeah, baby.
So yeah, however you listen to us, even if you don't think you're going to use the app, download the Odyssey app and then search Hockman and Crowder and then hit subscribe. It's all you have to do. It's all we're asking you to do.
Do it for Orson Welles.
Do it for Orson Welles and Edward R. Murrow.
And I got a picture of Orson. You're right. He looks like Orson. Look at Orson.
Yeah, that's an Orson.
That's an Orson.
He was big as a house.
Your dad? Ask your dad, Solana, if he's ever listened to like the old radio stories, the old radio programs.
No shot. No
really?
Shot. I remember I told him my dad doesn't know Snoop Dogg, moved here in the 1980s, but maybe like this, like in Uruguay, the Uruguayan old radio stories.
Solo
maybe.
El Shadow knows.
They had the subtitles or whatever back then?
I don't think there were subtitles on the radio. I think they would just re-record it.
Solo la sombra.
Based on that comment, I understand if you unsubscribe. Reminds me of when Crowder asked me, what do they call a boy-girl scout? And I had to tell him, a boy scout.
I thought it was eagle scout or something, pigeon scout. I thought it was a different name.
We appreciate you indulging us. We're already flattered beyond belief that we're, like, if you would ask me just based on, you know, knowing where our stations are and the market and all the rigmarole that comes around with it. If you'd said to me out of 1,000 Odyssey podcasts, where are you? I would have said like 400 and something, 500 and something. 18, I was blown away. Yes. Blown away. So if we can jack that number up even higher, would be amazing.
I thought it was like 100. When I saw 18, I was like, 18 out of 100, that's pretty good. And they were like, no, 18 out of 1,000.
And it just keeps going. Yeah, keeps going. Keeps going.
That's what blew my
mind. Yeah, it was wild. So thank you if you can do that. We would genuinely appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a break here, which will give you a little time to download the Odyssey app and subscribe to the Hockman and Crowder podcast. I'm going to run around the radio stations here and make sure that I'm going to check DJ Holiday, see if he's obviously got it for the beach, 102.7 The Beach, but does he subscribe to our podcast? I'm going to force him to. I'm going to force him to.
You go right, I go left, we'll meet
other
side.
And then whoever else is here, I'm going to go check their phones. Phone check! So everybody do that during the
we're going to get HR called.
I know,
yeah,
it's
going
to be the end of us. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hockin' Crowder Show.
Let's make a pact, all three of us. Mm-mm. We're all having sex with our partners wearing our socks.
Hock and Crowder.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today.
Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yes, sir. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. I will tell you, there are so many texts coming in. Just subscribed. And somebody says, just subscribe. Nice cartoon pics of you guys. So I know that's a subscriber because our podcast has the cartoon pictures of us. There's too many people for me to text back and say thank you. So obviously, if you're texting us, that means you're listening now, yep. Not later. So thank you. I see all the texts, and thank you. We do appreciate that. What are we going to do tonight? Are we all in, Solana? Because, Solana, you don't bet with us all the time. In fact, very rarely. You are in on a parlay tonight. We'll take Brooklyn and the Clippers money line, both dogs.
Yeah, my internet sounds a little shaky right now because you're chopping up in my ears, but I want to make it known. I am in tonight on the double parlay. I'm in.
All right. Okay. Like are we it. Doing that because Robbie sold us on that, or are we doing that because we believe that? Because I woke up today planning on betting Milwaukee, and then I saw Darren Revelle's tweet that 75% of the betting public is on Milwaukee tonight. Yeah. And there's the notion, fade the public, which a lot of times, I mean, listen, there's a reason that the casinos and sports books have a lot of money and the people gambling don't, is because they win yes. They win more than we do.
It's like people, when people are like, oh, I'm going to hit them. Right. They leave their lights on 24-7.
Right. 24-7.
I think they're struggling over there
they're
at the casino.
Bringing free drinks around. There's something's going right for them.
We talked about it, and then I think Robbie pushed us over the edge because we started leaning towards that way already.
Because you really think Milwaukee's going to get swept by Brooklyn?
Yes.
And Solana, your dog believes so as well.
Fauci.
And Fauci believes so as well. He's looking for the sweep.
I guess so. I'm looking for the sweep, though. I think so. I think it's happening.
Kevin Durant tonight, over-under on points, is 32.5. See, if you think Brooklyn's going to win and that they're going to whoop them like they did in Game 2, you can't go over on KD because you don't know if he's going to play. I'm not even joking. Like, if they beat him by 50 again, 40, like.
You gotta rest him late.
So, KD over-under is 32.5. Kyrie is 28.5. Joe Harris, 13.5. Giannis, you want to guess what the Giannis over-under is tonight?
Right at 30.
Solana, you want to guess?
Giannis, 32.
32.5. Yeah, I mean, he has to put up numbers, especially at home, too.
Oh, yeah, like first game at home, down 0-2.
Chris Middleton, 22.5. Drew Holiday, 19.5. Brooke Lopez, 13.5. Yeah, I want to make sure that we're not getting swayed by Robbie, who is never right, apparently, but sounds good delivering it.
Robbie can be a bit overwhelming when he talks.
Yeah, you you believe what he's saying, you know, because he delivers it very well. And I'm telling you, I woke up this morning going, Milwaukee's going to hold court at home. There's no way that, you know, do you remember how many analysts were saying after that Miami series, look out Brooklyn because Milwaukee's got it together?
There's a bunch of people that said this is really the championship.
Yep.
These two teams.
So now we're certain that they're flawed and that Brooklyn is that much better. Oh, and Brooklyn should be, by the way, even without James Harden.
Yeah, they were up by 50 last game.
I know. That doesn't happen by accident.
Like, it's not a couple lucky shots. Like, they dominated them, and I think they're going to dominate them again.
And then the Utah Clippers game tonight at home in Utah. They're up 1-0, and they're a 2.5-point favorite. But this is another, you know, Kawhi and Giannis are in a lot of the same situation here.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to advance. Like, their team's futures depend on, like, if Giannis is as good as we think Milwaukee got, because they got good enough to beat the Heat, have no problem with the Heat, as good as they got, if they go out in the second round in an embarrassing fashion, which they are right now to Brooklyn, do you go back next season with that same lineup?
No,
if you're Milwaukee,
you can't. They've done it. They got whooped by the Heat. They had to go add Drew Holiday and try to find a way to beat the Heat. Then they beat the Heat. Now they get swept by the Nets. Yes, you got to go out and add more people. You can't waste up having Giannis on your team. You know what? People are starting to swing on Giannis because Perks doesn't like him.
He swung.
I was hurt. Stephen A. Smith was killing him. He's like, hey, Giannis, this is your like to your point. This is your chance, Giannis. You got to go out here and do something.
I mean, they gave a bunch just to get Jrue Holiday. Like, what more do they have to give?
Well, that's the thing. Like, that's why I say, like, Milwaukee's kind of up against it here because they certainly set their sights. See, here's the problem for them, though. They set their sights on getting past Miami, thinking that Miami was a dominant team in the East. And Miami's not a dominant team in the
East.
Well, hold on.
I don't know about that. I mean, I don't know if Miami's not a dominant team. Off year. You throw this to your out.
I'm sorry. Did you watch a different season than I did? Did you watch playoffs than I did?
Shortest offseason for the Lakers and the Heat. No surprise, both teams suffered injuries all season.
I didn't say both teams lost in the first round. I didn't say difficult season. I said a dominant team in the East.
The Heat are a dominant team in the East? The Heat are a force to be reckoned with in the Eastern Conference. And if you don't believe it, you don't have the guts. I don't want to hear anything else.
Historically, yes. This year, no, Solana. You just stop lying to yourself.
And they're not. I'll tell you, the dominant teams in the East are Brooklyn, Milwaukee. I'm looking towards next season already. Yeah. Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Knicks make me a little bit nervous moving forward.
I'll tell you why.
They're going to add to that team. Not in their current construct. I'm telling you, in their current construct, they won a playoff game. They were in the playoffs, won a playoff game, and they're going to add pieces. It's not that difficult for the Knicks to add pieces because it's a destination.
Yeah, and just like the Nets did.
Yep.
I never thought in a million years James Harden would go there and add Kyrie and KD. Yes. Salon, any of that can happen too. And I'm surprised by it, and I hate it, but this whole mecca basketball thing means
something to these players.
Oh, man, Crowder, you need to stop spending so much time with Hawk because he's clearly getting to it. It doesn't mean anything.
I'm not the one saying it. It was Trae Young that was saying it. It's LeBron that says it. Like, I mean, I didn't make up that it's the mecca.
The Knicks are going to give Kelly Oubre $30 million this offseason per year because that's what they've done for year after year after year. Just when you think they're on the cusp of finally becoming a good organization, there's always the drop back into hell because that's what the Knicks are. They're a bad organization and they've proved it to us. Why are you giving them the benefit of the doubt? Because one year where they're the five seed and they get bounced in five in the first round to a just okay Hawks team. Like, come on, Hawk. They're a force to be reckoned with. Get out of here with that.
They have a chance.
They have a chance to be a dominant team in the East.
Who will have a better offseason and who will have a better record at the end of next year? I'll bet right now. The Heat will have a better record than the Knicks next year. I'll bet it right now. Regular season record.
I mean, what is that? I mean, let's.
Right, the Heat will get farther than the Knicks next year. Let's do it. Let's bet. Okay.
We talked about it, though. The Heat, they can't add another big piece.
I mean, it would be really difficult.
Yes.
Unless you consider Kevin Love or Kristaps Porzingis.
Kyle Lowry.
I'm going to dive on you.
It was Iris Gollum. I'm not making that up either.
I'm talking about Kevin Love.
Kyle Lowry next year is probably the Heat's best option. It makes sense. He's boys with Jimmy Butler, and he helps the Heat. He gets them at least to the second round next year, and it's a fun team. That team wins around 50 games, give or take a few, like if they're healthy. That's better than anything the Knicks can do.
Somebody texts in. They downloaded the podcast because we asked them to, and then he says, I'm going to miss listening to y'all live. I've been tuned in since 2017, and I feel like I'm losing family. You don't have to listen to the podcast.
Listen live.
Listen live. You don't. I just want you to download and subscribe to the podcast. You don't have to listen to it ever.
It doesn't turn off your AM signal.
All right, I got to wrap things up here. Because you've got Ticket Rewind coming up on the Ticket. You've got Joe Rewind coming up on 560 QAM. Now, Cheetah Pompano, I always talk about them and tell you what. Perfect location, central to everything in South Florida. It's your South Florida entertainment spot where you can also be safe. Masks are optional, and there's multiple hand sanitizing stations. Make Cheetah Pompano Beach your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view? You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 until 3. If you haven't been there yet, I know what happens. I say free lunch, and you roll your eyes. You go, oh, gentlemen's club, free lunch. No, 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 no. This is a full-on kitchen with chefs. On the menu are things like wings, salads, sandwiches, not to mention their daily specials like barbecue ribs, pasta carbonara, seafood pastas, and more. You got to check it out and see for yourself. You can grab your buddies after work. You head on over to any Cheetah Club, Pompano Beach, Hallandale Beach, West Palm Beach. Let them take care of you for the best happy hour and entertainment in South Florida. You can get all the details always on their website at Cheetah, S-O-F-L. com. Today's show, the crossover, was so much damn fun that we have to do it again. I mean, it was so much damn fun that I want to do it once a week.
I'm telling you, I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the hell out of that. So you had Brendan Tobin, the whole cast from Tobin and Leroy all day. So Tobin was with us in the 2 o'clock hour. Leroy Horde in the 3 o'clock hour.
The entire
hour.
3 o'clock hour, wasn't it?
We couldn't shut him up.
It was rolling.
Are you okay from that diatribe, Solana? You took a couple of blows.
No, I'm not okay. Like,
you got to go boo-boo?
Go boo-boo.
Leroy was in the 3 o'clock hour, and then you had Robbie, one of the best prognosticators, I think, in the world. In the 4 o'clock hour, and Jay Figg made her triumphant return to the show in the 4 o'clock hour as well. And we, you know, we promoted the podcast a lot here in the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed, they were all so good. If you missed Tobin, Leroy, Robbie, or Jay Figg on the podcast, if you subscribe to Hockman and Crowder on Odyssey, you'll get it all. And trust me, you will be grinning from ear to ear.
You gonna laugh. I promise.
You gonna laugh at my soft executive producer, Alejandro Solana. All right, that's gonna do it for us. Marcos, nice job filling in for Jimmy, who's filling in for Steven, who's filling in for Solana. It's like a old radio show.
We're rolling.
Only the shadow knows. All right, that's gonna do it for us on crossover day. Everybody have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Mommy, I got a party.
I got another word for it, but since the whole basketball situation, you're soft. Yeah. Soft. S-O-F-F.
Leroy, if he beats you in basketball, will you take him to make duties?
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need, you need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need, you need.
Oh no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.